Welcome everyone back to another episode of Dom That's True Hot Takes for week 15. I'm your host of the most Truman Steam Machine Steen. As always, I'm joined by the bomb.
Boom.
Oh, and Dom, he's tweeting.
Tweeting well deserved to Dr. Alex Wimmer, new director of Vans.
Oh, nice.
And also, this, I want to say this about Dr. Alex Wimmer. Fuck this guy. This guy joins at Snyder 2.0, witnesses some absolutely fantastic football, then gets hired as top assistant director of Bands for Kleiman. Okay?
Yep.
His first fucking assignment as Doctor of Bands is Colin Klein's first game.
Director of Bands.
This guy is just... If you want to talk about fucking Frank Trace having some stories about the rebuild, Dr. Alex Wimmer ushering in the new era of K-State football, he's going to have some fucking stories to tell when he retires. Because that dude is K-State fully.
Yes, through and through.
I would just wish he would stop talking about Bill Belichick.
Unfortunately.
That's his only defect.
But can't hate the man, appreciate them naming him. Very happy for Alexander Wimmer.
Yes, shout out to Dr.
Dr. Alexander Wimmer. Mr. Dr. Alexander Wimmer.
One of the few guys that from the K-State stuff that still remembers my name. So.
Yes, maybe the nicest guy, most well-deserved.
It is so deserved. So deserved.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, moving on. Sorry, we just...
He wrote me a good letter of rec once, too.
Wow. All right, never mind. I take it all back. All right, Owen, we opened the hot take show. This is the one that came from McLean. Owen, McLean's hot take is that McLean should be allowed to have his 20th birthday party at Owen Dom's house. Because McLean is a responsible young man who wants to have a nice party with his friends. And he's asking Owen to be, because Owen is a smart, handsome man himself and is the best brother of all time.
You know, I wonder what would happen if I said no. Would I become the worst big brother of all time?
Could I say something?
Yeah.
I don't think he wanted my opinion on this. I mean, I don't think he wants my opinion on this. I disagree. I think this is a D-tier take, probably.
Why is that?
He's turning 20, right?
Yeah.
I think there's obvious reasons why you shouldn't host that
party. That is kind of what I told him already.
Did we host parties where underage drinking happened? Yes. But we were underage as well when we started it, in our defense, in college. We hosted parties when we were 20.
Did we?
Yes. We had a roommate who was 21, but we certainly hosted a party to open up junior year when we were both 20. My brother in Christ. What? What are you looking at?
No, dude.
Yes. Guarantee. Guarantee.
No, that was senior year.
No, we also did a junior year.
How did we
get
the stuff?
Because we had roommates. We had friends. We had ways to get things.
Well, I don't think we had a big party until one of us was 21.
I don't think that's true. I think we did.
Man,
I think we had plenty of big parties. I think my coaster got stolen at one of those first big parties.
We got that back, though.
Yes, and then I think it got stolen again. No, I'm not sure we ever did get it back. I think somebody got it back for us and we never
Game's
got it back.
Game's gone. Thank you, Truman.
Game's gone. Just quite simply, we also did it at a place where maybe there was a lot more underage drinking. You're in a big place. You'd also probably be fine, but I just we had this conversation. We had this conversation very recently because me and my friends, I don't know if you know this, Owen, we once or twice probably had some alcohol while we were in college.
Wow.
I'm sorry, while we were in high school.
Whoa.
Sorry. And we did it in our friend's parents' basement.
Wow.
They did not know that was going on, but they allowed us to save space and all that stuff. You know, we did it very safely, all those things considered. This came up recently because Tina was like, oh, I would like to have like that. Like, I'd like to be the cool parents that have the basement and all that stuff. I was like, you do want to be them, but you do not want to know. There needs to be an air of they need to sneak and be quiet.
Yes.
Because
I'll tell you what happens.
If you become the parents that are cool with them drinking, it gets out of hand quickly.
Then you get 80 kids in your basement.
Yes.
Which is what happened to my neighbors.
Yes.
They had like the ragers and stuff.
Right.
Then you're what happened on my first New Year's in college at 18 when the dad's picking up beers and stuff from their kids' party that they hosted at their house.
Well, once you're in college, I think it's different also. But
yeah.
Again, like, my parents would buy me alcohol when I was back. Sure. Like, I remember I asked when I was 20, I asked my mom, there was a Crown Royal gift set for $25 that had a Chiefs colored flask in it. Still had that flask to this day. And I asked my mom, I said, would you buy this for me? I will send you $26. And she goes, yeah, that's fine. No problem. That is different than her hosting the party, which they probably even would let my friends come over and do that. But that's not what you're
asking for. Well, that's kind
of
what I've already said. I was like, listen, it's different if I'm having a party and you come as my brother and there's a friend or two.
Right.
It's different if my roommate who owns the house knows nobody and there's freaking only...
That's mostly the other flip side of this.
There's only 20-year-olds.
Is you're not the main owner of the... You're not the owner of this house at all.
No.
You're not even... You don't even, technically, not to air out your stuff, you don't even have a lease.
Technically, I don't even live there.
Yeah, so that's a whole, like, there is, it would be just.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah. You need to be 20, and you need to figure out a place to drink, because that's what 20-year-olds do. You still need to go sneak around and go drink in somebody's parents' basement. Because you're 20. Part of it.
Once you turn 21, it's a different story, though.
Yes. My sisters didn't buy me alcohol. They were buying my friends alcohol, and I didn't even know. But they wouldn't buy me alcohol. But I also didn't ask. That's part of the understanding. No risk. Oh my God. This is why you're
diabolical.
No,
he's too immature.
Too immature to host a party. That's what it sounds like to me. That's right. Me, and your father are very upset. We're putting our foot down on this show right now.
Can't do it, man. Can't do it.
No.
Can't do it.
No. There's a part of that's part of coming of age. That's part of the transgressions.
Oh my God.
Unfortunately, I feel like Bryce would say yes.
No way. No way. No.
Yeah, I'd like you to go around Owen and ask Bryce if
No way.
You can host a party at his house.
Someone who's over 10 years older than you.
God. Yeah, that's crazy. It's like 15 years older. Not really.
No, he's like 12.
I know, but
13 years older.
Yeah, he was in middle school when you were being born. Go ask that guy if you can host a party at his house.
I don't think it's going to happen, man.
Actually, you know what? You can have a party at Owen's house, but it has to be in the backyard.
You have a mud
When's his
bowl?
Birthday?
December 22nd.
Oh, yeah. It has to be outside in the backyard. There we go. Now we're talking.
Don't give him a drink?
You want to drink at Owen's? You better earn it, buddy.
Don't give him any hope.
Better earn it.
Can't do it.
You guys all have to sit outside. Yep. No fire.
Just wait a little.
No fire. Dark, cold backyard.
Just wait 365 days.
Hey, come over to the dark, cold birthday party in the backyard. It's going to be off the hook.
Just wait 365 days, will you? Actually, it would be better for you to wait 730 days. That'd be better.
730 days? Until he's 22?
Yes, because then all of his friends are 22 as well, or at least 21.
Okay, that's weird. Just don't have be cooler. Don't have friends that are younger than you. Nerd. All right.
Don't need to put that on the tier list.
I'm going
to
put this in the F tier. I'm putting it in.
You're slamming.
It's going on F tier. That's right. You won't even get to see it because it'll be covered by the couch. That's where it's going.
Slammed. Unfortunate. You know, I do appreciate the ask, though. That's a pretty ballsy ask. Yeah. Sorry, game's going to have to be gone on this one. You know. But yeah, if mom found out I did that, she'd kill me at 28.
Yeah, she would take away her Patreon subscription. We can't like, allow that.
We can't risk our funding.
Yep.
We can't risk that.
She's back in the show. You don't even subscribe to the Patreon. We can't approve this.
That's funny.
You'll understand when you're 29.
Yeah, when you're almost...
When you're almost 20. Sure. Yeah, we're 28. We're 28.
We're only 28.
We're not old. We're not old.
Jeez.
It's fine.
Oh, no. I just realized I'm old enough to... You know, if I'm talking to somebody at a bar and they go, how old are you? And I go 28. They go, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Next one comes from Jeffrey. He says, Chiefs need to have a mini rebuild.
Ooh.
So get a good running back, not another seventh-round project. Get O-line healthy and probably trade/drop Taylor. Yes, of course. Getting actual tight end one, Kelsey's been good number-wise, but his age has caught up. Too many lost games off his hands. And he said new OC slash offensive scheme.
Yeah, all of that's going to happen except for the Taylor stuff.
This is a great list. Oh, no, they're dropping Juwan Taylor.
They're going to cut him.
Yes.
No one's eating that contract.
No, they cannot trade him. Nobody will want that. They're going to cut him.
They will not.
I would not be shocked if they draft a running back with their first round pick. Could be Jeremiah Love.
They're going to need to because it's all of – think about all the top teams right now.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of Denver, who had
RJ Harvey looks good.
Yeah, not anymore. He got hurt.
Did he get hurt?
Yeah, again. So outside of Denver, whose running back got hurt, basically all of the other top teams have a top-level running back.
The defense has caught up. The pendulum has swung back.
The Rams have two. The Seahawks have two.
Yes.
The Patriots have
one and a half.
The Bills have a really, really solid one.
Yes.
The Chargers are getting value out of 1.5 people.
Yeah.
Who's the other top teams? The Jags. The Jags have like three guys.
Yeah.
Jags
less so, I think. But, yes, I get what you're saying.
The Bucks, Bucky Irving, fantastic.
Yep.
Everybody's got a top running back, so you're going to need to get one of those. It's funny. We talk about how the NFL goes in waves and how, like, you know, the running back position will be never valued again.
Yeah, but
it goes in waves. Running back is back.
Two-high safety has – the two-high shell has kind of solved that problem. The cover two has – flummoxed quarterbacks and offensive coordinators that can't figure it out. So it's time you need a running game to open up your passing game.
Yep.
Get the O-line healthy. I think that is maybe the biggest silver lining of all of this is that the O-line is going to get healthy this year because nobody's getting rushed back. We're not going to rush back Trey Smith. We're not going to rush back Juwan Taylor. We're not going to rush back Josh Simmons where maybe, if his surgery goes well, maybe he's back for the playoffs. No, doesn't matter. Shut him down. Trey Smith. Shut down Juwan Taylor. And then drop Juwan Taylor in the offseason. Absolutely. Here's my biggest complaint, though, is this one right here. It says, get an actual tight end one. That Kelsey has been good number-wise, but his age has caught up. Too many lost games off his hands. I think my general feelings about this, and I keep on having to grapple with this, is that what we need to understand as Chiefs fans is that we went from a Hall of Fame tight end, Tony Gonzalez, obviously, to basically, you know, a little bit of a transitionary period for 5 years or so to another Hall of Fame tight end. We've had two of the top five tight ends of all time. I think you need to understand that even what Travis Kelce is doing is the most production you can expect out of any tight end that you are going to acquire or draft.
Outside of a top five pick, which the Chiefs are not
going to
have.
Yes. You're just simply not going to get guys like Travis Kelce. There is not somebody else. If we drop, you know, it's Noah Gray. And what's Noah Gray going to do? What does a great Noah Gray year look like without Travis Kelce? 700 yards, 600 yards, maybe.
There's
tied in 14 in fantasy.
By the way, for example, if there was a Tyler Warren or a Trey McBride or a Brock Bowers – in this upcoming draft, you would already know their name.
Yes, and there is not. We didn't even know Trey McBride's name. Trey McBride got drafted in the second round.
Yeah.
Another one of those, I think, right around Sky Moore, I think, if I remember
But Brock Bowers and Tyler Warren, we both knew their names. Tyler Warren was like the entirety of Penn State's offense last year.
Yes, you obviously knew who Brock Bowers was. Maybe a good tight end in Miami or something right now. But again, we don't know his name.
There's no generational tight end right now.
There's nobody to be looking
for. But there is good running backs available in this draft.
Yes, and a very bad – this is actually kind of the curse of being – of the Chiefs the last few – even when the Chiefs had the number one overall pick, it was a terrible draft year. And, of course, the year that the Chiefs finally fall apart, it is also kind of looking like a terrible draft crop. But on the bright side – what do you need? You need running back. You need defensive end. Defensive tackle.
You don't even need to spend your first round pick on running back. You can get your defensive tackle in the first round, get your running back in maybe even the third round.
You can probably get the best defensive tackle in the draft, but I hate drafting defensive tackles high. I would much rather grab a defensive end, But I don't even know one off the. I just, you know, again, we'll get into the draft stuff here in March, but man, there's just nothing exciting
right now about that. The Chiefs also just mainly need a change of personnel. Dave Tobe has to be told goodbye.
Yes.
Yeah, Matt Nagy probably has to be told goodbye.
Oh, stop.
Connor Embry has to be told goodbye. Yes. You know, you have to figure out what you're going to do with Spagnuolo. You have to. Andy Reid's got to give you a plan for his retirement at this point.
Yeah. So my answer for you, Jeffrey, is I'm actually going to move this into the B tier.
No, wait. Reshow it.
Listen to me.
Just reshow it. We don't need to grade the bullet points. Just grade the take.
Right.
Chiefs need to have a mini rebuild. Yes, A tier.
I'm putting that B tier. Here's the thing. One.
They do need to.
It's not a hot take. We all know it. We're all on the page of that.
I'm on board with you.
I'm docking you points for that. Two. I think it is unfair to call it a mini rebuild. I think this is at least
retool.
I don't even know if it's a retool. I mean, again, what the Chiefs did in 2022 was a mini rebuild, or 2023 after they traded Tyreek Hill away, that was a mini rebuild. That was a retool. This is going to be a rebuild. It's not a rebuilding year, but. You know, they said that about in 2023. They're like, this is what a rebuilding year looks like whenever we won the Super Bowl. That wasn't. We all know that now, of course. That was a retool. That was an upper. We are going to need to see new faces who take over the defense. We're going to probably want to trade Trent McDuffie. We're going to want to.
Yeah,
we're gonna
that could happen for sure.
Want to drop a bunch of guys that are here. We are going to need...
Derek Nnadi's gone.
Yeah, you're going to have to go get a new right tackle, figure out Jalen Moore's guy. Maybe Issa Pole is the guy. You know, Josh Simmons will be back. There is... This team is about 60% figured out, maybe. Whenever we retooled, we were about 80% figured out.
Corner's going to change. Defensive tackle's going to change.
Yeah.
Running back's going to change.
Defensive end will change.
What, Kareem Hunt's under contract next year?
No.
Or not at all, he's free agent?
No, he's a free agent.
He's probably gone.
Pacheco's a free agent.
Gone, for sure.
For sure. Juju's probably gone. Hollywood Brown is probably gone.
Yep.
Hollywood Brown just fucking sat out the game. There's personal reasons or whatever, so hopefully nothing serious is going on, but it looked like he just kind of quit on this team. Maybe.
Probably gone.
Again, who knows, but maybe. They certainly didn't cover it. And say, well, he's got a family, like we heard with Josh Simmons. All of a sudden, it was just, hey, Hollywood Brown on Saturday just is not going to play. And it was like, whoa, what happened there? And it wasn't even a whoa because we were kind of all numb.
I would either like the Chiefs. We'll talk about this later. The Chiefs need a big body guy, okay? Fucking, we need one.
Yep.
Need a CeeDee Lamb, man. Need a Garrett Wilson. Need a Drake London.
Yeah. So Chiefs need a mini rebuild. I'm putting it. In B tier, just to punish you for not having that hot of a take, and for it being not, I think, just a little more than a mini rebuild. We're getting you on semantics, really, but you're not wrong. You're just we expect better from you. You know, we're pushing you harder to be a better viewer. Okay, we'll do the next one, also from Jeffrey. Said probably have to start preparing for not relying on Chris Jones on defense by the end of next season. Defense is weird number wise; they're a top 10 team, but at times they feel like they can't get anything done. They certainly were not great on third down this year, which feels weird because that's where Chris Jones is really elevated. But probably have to start preparing for not relying on Chris Jones on defense by the end of next season.
That's a B tier again.
They need to build a defense that doesn't need Chris Jones to wreck it. To wreck everything for it to work out. That's what they've done, and we need to, much like the Mahomes situation, where maybe the best thing that can happen to this team is that Mahomes isn't...
Maybe we're being too hard on Jeffrey, but once again, I think that's just what people could see. I think Chris Jones is declining a little bit. Where it's like the Justin Houston final year. He'll go be productive again somewhere.
Right.
For example, by the way, that somewhere is going to be Kansas City next year. Chris Jones isn't going anywhere.
Yes, it's the same with Harrison Butker. I saw somebody still saying, I know that it hurts our cap, but we still need to cut Harrison Butker. Listen, I have been as frustrated as everybody else with Harrison
Bucker.
He's
not cuttable.
But if you cut him
next
year, you lose $6 million on a kicker for no reason, which is higher than probably the top 10 or 15 kickers
that
are paid in the league.
Not no reason, but Harrison Bucker is not cuttable until the end of next year. And I'm pretty sure Juwan Taylor might be in a similar situation, or is it just the end of this year?
Say it again. No, Juwan Taylor you can cut this year. This is his big cut year.
Okay. The Steelers are now losing.
What?
No, just kidding. It's 9-28 Steelers.
Jesus Christ.
It's Rimmer Truman. It's cold, so Miami could not possibly win that game.
Mike McDaniel. McDaniel. Dude, I'm so excited for him to be here next year. That's going to be so fun. Okay. Sorry, Jeff. B tier for both of them. You're correct on both takes, but just for almost the same reason. Logan says, group ride Christmas game betting is an elite family bonding method.
S tier. Put it up there. I'm going to do this with my family. Dad, what's the fucking... Dad, what's the fucking prop bet for Chiefs Broncos?
Son, what's a prop bet?
Actually, I won't be there. I won't be there on Christmas Day. I won't be there on Christmas Day.
You'll be at Shelby's.
I can fucking turn that shit off.
Yeah, no. I know. I'll be in Chicago. I won't. That's what I'd like to run the Christmas prop bet parlay. The Christmas parlay with my family. With the family that I'll be I'll be betting with Tina's family, who does not know ball. Hey, what are we all thinking on this Chiefs game, huh? Yeah, Gardner Minshew, over or under 178.5 yards. What do you guys think passing? Come on, tell me. What are you looking at?
The Dolphins just scored a touchdown, by the way.
Yep.
I am looking up Juwan Taylor contract.
I'm going to put this in C tier. I'm telling you, we're out at the end of this year. You don't need to check me. It's all right. I'm putting this in C tier.
No, it's through 2026, dude. I don't think we can cut him until the end of next
year. No, we can absolutely cut him at the end of this year. We have an out. Trust me. But the group ride Christmas game betting, I'm going to put you in C tier. For
crazy that we can know this much about someone's money, by the way.
We're putting you in C tier for call 1-800-GAMBLER with your family on Christmas.
No, dude, it's the end of next year. It's potential out in 2026. Potential out, 2026, 3 years, $60 million, $8 million dead cap.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Hold on.
Let me look at it. I think you're...
Oh, wait.
You're looking at it wrong.
I'm reading this wrong. That's 2025 and not 2024.
That's what I was... Yes, I was like, no, you're looking at it wrong, I want to say.
Yeah, my bad.
Yes. Yeah, we're in the 2025 season. Our potential out is, in 2026. Yes. Yeah, you cut him and you say his cap hit next year is $27 million. So you save $20 million if you cut him.
Yes.
So, yes, you have to cut him.
Yeah.
Okay. Essentially.
We Gucci.
Okay. Good. Glad we got through that. Yeah, it's almost like, but Harrison Bucker, if you cut him next year, is a dead cap of like $6 or $8 million. But, yes. This is going, is the elite family bonding method. That's going in C tier.
What?
For call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's because me and Owen will both be with families that could not care less about betting.
If your
betting
family
on
knows
sports.
Ball, this is S tier.
Yes.
If your family doesn't know ball and setting up a prop bet for them to watch would be agony like it is mine. There's no fucking way I could get my dad to watch a game for prop betting.
Do you want elite ball knowledge, Logan? Let me drop some elite ball knowledge on you. You know what's an elite way to do some Christmas sports betting for the people you love? If there's a white elephant gift.
Give them a parlay?
Yes. I did that last year. I have fairly conservative coworkers. They would all agree with that. There's a $20 limit on the white elephant gift. I got a $15 white dudes for Harris hat for them, which is all good. And then I, in that was also a $5 parlay to win 125, and it lost terribly. So It needed like a Travis Kelce touchdown.
Does the dude you got the white dudes for Harris hat at least still have it?
I think it was a girl, and she wanted it so she could do it for a different white elephant. She's like, this will be good. I was like, yep, sure, take it. So there you go.
That's pretty funny.
So yes, Logan, we're sorry, but your group family betting at Christmas ends up in the C for call 1-800-GAMBLER. And last one, I believe, but not least, comes from Betty.
Is this the Betty that we know? That I know?
Yeah. Partner to Jeffrey?
Yes, Jeffrey's partner.
Bears to the Super Bowl, says my new hope besides the Eagles for my dad. Bears to the Super Bowl.
First off, Betty, I'm sorry. Fuck your dad.
Fuck my grandma.
I'm just kidding. Listen.
Bears to the Super Bowl.
I'd be okay with Bears to the Super Bowl. That'd be fun.
We would be fine with it here on the show. We are pro the Bears going
Truman
to the Super Bowl on the show.
Truman would probably be more fine with it than I would.
Yes.
Although, Truman, that dude is not passing for 4,000 yards this season.
He did drop that dime, though.
Doesn't matter.
Hold on. How many yards did he have this game? He was, like, on pace for 4,001. Hold on.
Not really.
I don't know where all your hate's coming from.
It's going to be close.
Get the hate out of your heart, big dog.
No, keep that hate in.
He just passed for 242 yards.
Okay, cool. That's good. Brings him to 3,197.
Is that 3,150?
Yeah.
Through how many games have we played? 850. Hold on. How many games have we played?
14 games.
14 games?
He has 3 games left to pass for 850. That brother is not passing for over 250 yards a game.
I don't know if you can call him brother. That's crazy. I don't know about all that.
That motherfucker.
That's crazy.
That dumbass. Clown.
He's on pace for 38-25, to be fair.
He's
going to have to average about 3. He needs about 300 yards passing per game to get there.
Which he will not be getting in 2 late divisional games against opponents that are better than him. Well, okay. Let's check the Bears' remaining schedule. Huh, buddy? Real quick, I can look up Bears.
Real quick, while Owen does that, Betty, we do hate to break it to you here on the show. Bears to the Super Bowl is going to be in the F tier.
You're F tiering Jeffrey's lovely wife?
I know, you're incredibly lovely, but we quite simply cannot support Bears. We can support it, but we cannot believe in it.
She said it was a hope. You got at least D tier. F tier is crazy.
All right.
It's not like the Bears are a horrible team. They're 9-3.
All right. They're 10-4. Where have you been? What's going on?
Whatever. Their last 3 games, by the way, Truman, are Packers, Niners, Lions. That is a murderer's row for Caleb under 200 yards a game, Williams.
Oh my, not under 2. He's averaging 225.
Cool. He's going to average less than 200 for those last 3.
That's got to be racist.
It's not racist, but I did.
That's got to be racist.
No matter how many times.
100%.
Oh my God. You're abusing the buttons.
Also, do you know what's about to happen?
What?
Oh, you know what's actually not going to happen?
What?
Steelers, they're going to miss the playoffs.
Okay, all right.
100%. 100%.
That was last year. I didn't say that this year.
I know, but it's not going to happen this year either, so. Yeah, Bears to the Super Bowl. We're sorry, buddy. It has to go in D because you are delightful still, and that keeps you out of the F
tier. You moved it to deer?
Yes.
The D tier?
Yes.
Truman, the Steelers are going to be 8-6 after this game.
Yep.
Maybe.
They're going to win. They're up 25-15. 28-15 with, like, no time left.
I should have talked about this, but it's okay now.
What?
There is a new lead contender for the hot dog costume, Truman.
Yes.
Guess who's getting 2 points this week?
You did it?
Guess who else is getting 2 points this week?
Your brother.
Guess who's getting 0 points this week?
Rory.
So that...
Is it really that bad?
So there's 2 buys, right? So I have 137. The other game is 144 and 154. The other game is 141 and 134. So I beat that. And the other game is 132 and 80.
Oh, so you're counting your buy as a win?
I think that's how it'll calculate.
I don't think that's how it should calculate.
So you think it'll be 200 points for having nothing scored?
I think it should be 1 for you.
It'll be 2.
It should only
because
be...
Because either it's worth 0.
Oh, no, you beat somebody.
Yes, I beat Cole.
Okay, then what are you talking about a buy?
because the bye weeks aren't playing, so I only have to beat three scores instead of the normal four.
Oh, that's fine. Well, no, I think you should have to compete with the bye weeks as well, because that's still a median score. I still have a score.
Okay. We'll listen to me closely this time. There are eight games being played.
There are four games being played.
Sure. My score is 137.
Sure.
To 122.
Sure.
I win.
Yes.
Okay. I do not beat either of the scores in the 144-154.
No.
But I beat one of the scores in the 141-134.
Yes.
And I beat both of the scores in 132-80. Meaning I have beaten more than half of the scores for this week. Unless the bye weeks count as 200.
No. Okay.
Which they will not.
No, I see what you're saying. Okay.
So I'm going to get 2 points.
Yes.
Hayden is going to get a point, moving him to 9 wins.
He's
going to
get 2. Oh, no, he's only going to get 1 point, yeah.
Rory's going to get 0.
Moves him down.
So that means I'm going to be
actually,
4
Hayden,
points.
Hayden might get more because my team is only going to score 88 when I'm on bye week, so.
Maybe.
Holy shit.
My yeah.
My
France's bye week is going to score 104.
My team's going to lose next week, by the way. My team sucks.
Yeah, everyone's team sucks except for mine, who lost 10 games early in the season. I would have won. Look at my points for. It's more than everyone else's. If I wouldn't have gone 0-10 in the first league, I'd be winning this league.
It's more than everybody else's?
Yes. Look, points for
that
me.
It's pretty high.
Yes, I know it's pretty high.
It's not more than everybody else's.
I have the second most points to get, the third most points against. Just all stacked against me.
Really, Aaron has the biggest complaint.
Yeah, but Aaron's in the playoffs. Aaron has a decent team.
Yeah, you don't. That's the thing.
Yeah. But anyway, I beat both the bye week scores. Actually, with those bye weeks having scores, I bet you that those scores count towards the median score.
Yes.
So my brother and I are both going to get 2 wins. Rory's going to get 0.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Yeah, it's going to come down to your brother or Rory. They're going to be tied.
And Hayden's got the tiebreaker.
Depends on how the early in the season went, to be fair.
Shouldn't. Either way, I will be moving up. Also, my Raytown League team, 205 points.
My team fucking sucks.
Am I in the playoffs of that one?
Yeah, you made it in the playoffs.
Wait, am I the 8 seed in that playoffs?
You might be. Hold on, maybe you didn't make the playoffs.
No, I'm the 7 seed. Oh, it's over. Another championship's coming home. South Okinawa, baby. Come on. 4-time.
Who do you play next week?
Yeah, I'm beating the 2 seed.
Oh, you play Emerald? He scored 195. I would be worried.
Incredibly competitive Raytown League this week.
Your team sucks, dude.
My team?
Yes.
My team's goated. You just don't like the player names.
You just had Trey McBride. You have Devin Singletary in your flex, dude.
Yeah.
Don't fucking talk to me.
I should have put Michael Wilson in there.
Yeah, it's easy to say now.
Well, that's what I'm going to do next week. But yeah, Chimiri Dike, why don't you click on that? Number 6 wide receiver, by the way.
That is crazy. That's something I've done wrong.
That's my fucking goat.
I need to correct. I'm correcting that.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence, easy 60-point game. That'll happen again.
Oh, my God. I didn't even notice he had 60. Jesus Christ.
It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home.
Your second team is your second player is J.J. McCarthy. You got fucking 9. You know why they call him 9? He gets 9 fantasy points most weeks, dude. You're going to fall apart next week. I hope you fall apart next week.
I hope you know that I will be picking up one of these quarterbacks.
Cool, dude.
Who the fuck is Brady Cook?
He's the old Mizzou quarterback. Just for that, Owen, I'm picking him up.
Have fun.
I'm probably higher in waiver priority.
Have fun, because J.J. McCarthy is into form now. He's the number 31 quarterback now.
Whoa.
Trevor Lawrence is number 9, by the way. Yeah, I'm basically goated. But this isn't a fantasy podcast. I'm sorry, Betty. But football's coming home.
Okay. All done. All good. That was it.
Yeah.
That was it for the PowerPoint. That was it for the show.
Dude, you know who I look like right now with my hair like this? First of all, have you ever played Resident Evil?
Nope.
Well.
Were you going to say Norman Osborn?
I look like the guy from Resident Evil. No, I was going to say I look like
one of DiCaprio characters. He's got long hair like this. Oh, no, I look like Billy from Scream. I could have done that for Halloween.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you for hanging out.
Handsome than that, but
we'll see how many more Hot Takes episodes we will have. We won't have one next week. We might do a few more, but I mean, listen, the off season's kind of already began.
In my work
guys.
League, I'm losing to a guy whose team name is Scataboo Toilet.
It's actually kind of good. I'll start the outro. Shout out to the patrons who are getting this bonus episode early on Tuesday mornings. Shout out Skylar, Dylan, Aaron, Ozzy, Melbox Kansas City, and Stephanie. We appreciate you.
I can't believe
Twitter.com/steammachine, Twitter.com/OwnGoshDom, Instagram, Steam Machine, Instagram, OCDom, if you want to send us your outtakes there, comment them on the YouTube video, send us a Snapchat, text us, email us, call us.
We have a
call
bone,
me, beat
we have a
me
bone
if you want
to
reach me.
We have a bone to pick with Anthony. Six teams in the playoffs and first and second get a bye. Are you high?
It's common. It's actually pretty common. All right. See you guys. We'll see you next week. Or I won't. I won't see you next week, but Owen will. Good luck. He's going to talk about RuneScape all week.
No, I'm not.
100%.